The Ticket.
E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on the Hardline live in San Francisco, and it is time to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Indeed, if I'm not mistaken, we're on to a new room, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we voted Damon Wilson in earlier this week, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
So he opens room 603.
Yes.
Who closed 602? Bob Weir. Oh, Bob Weir, Bridget Bardot.
And John Brody.
John Brody, that's right. Okay.
Who?
We had a San Francisco-based trifecta with John Brody and Bob Weir. And then they got to, for all of eternity, they get to room with Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah.
Just, man.
Finger cuffs forever.
Luckiest trifecta guys ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk San Francisco with your buddy, and you're in with Bridget.
Yeah. You got a band. You can form a band.
Glad you guys put Brody in, by the way. I loved him.
Dude, how many guys do we have that made it to NFC Championship game, called a Super Bowl, and then won a professional golf tournament?
It has to be one.
Yes. Yeah.
An amazing life.
I think Romo did that.
He might still win the U.S. Open. You just don't know at this point.
So Damon Wilson is in.
Yeah.
Yes. Is our seventh Chief Justice here, or is that Junior today?
It's Junior.
He is subbing in for
Donovan.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, Junior.
Big shoes to fill.
It is.
Huge.
It is.
So today we try to induct...
You know what they say about shoe size.
The great Catherine O'Hara, who I would say if you're above the age of 7, you know who she is, because almost everybody that age has at least seen Home Alone. At the very least, they've seen Home Alone.
It's a holiday standard. It gets played a million times in November and December every year.
Yes.
And Gone with the Wind.
Well, not so much that. Less that.
Oh, that was Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So she got her start on SCTV. She was Gilda Radner's understudy, and that's how she cut her chops in the business early on, and they were on the northern version of Saturday Night Live, is what you would call SCTV.
Yep.
And it was John Candy, and it was her cast, John Candy and Eugene Levy, Rick Moranis. It was awesome, and I remember as a kid learning about that, and obviously, John Candy became a massive superstar, but I was always interested in watching that and never really did. I never really got into SCTV.
Really?
I've seen a handful of episodes, but I feel like that cast, I should have seen way more.
They go into that in that awesome John Candy documentary quite a bit. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
I Like Me or something like that? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
It covers that very well.
You know, SCTV used to come on right after SNL. And so we would just stay up and watch, you know, 2 hours straight of comedy. And I always loved SCTV. And I had a crush on Catherine O'Hara when I was a kid because she was the beautiful one on that cast.
Yeah.
She was really gorgeous. And I started liking SCTV more than I liked SNL.
There's a lot of people that said that.
There were so many great bits.
Yeah. Well, after that, as they all became stars, think about that. The humans that I named on that show, the original lineup, they all became big, big stars.
Like the dream team.
And did they talk about that a lot?
Oh, yeah. It was insane.
Shot out of a cannon up there?
It was absolutely incredible, that cast.
Well, Home Alone changed her life. 1,000,000%. It absolutely changed her life. And really, her screaming the words Kevin when she realizes that they left their kid at home, that's still one of the more iconic lines and moments in film history. And I don't think people really knew how funny she actually was, though, until she started doing the Christopher Guest mockumentaries and Waiting for Guffman. Well, she did Beetlejuice right around that same time, and that was a massive, massive movie at the time, the Tim Burton movie. But the Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind. Dude, she is the best in show character where she plays the trainer for the little wiener looking dog. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe it's a little corgi or something like that. But she was kind of a slut.
Yeah, she and
she was
Eugene Levy were married.
Yes.
And he was a total dork, and she was like the slutty girl on tour.
Yes.
On the dog show circuit.
And every time she'd see someone, like some guy, they'd be like, "Hey, baby, what's up?" She's like, "Oh, God, don't say that." You know, and
they stayed at her ex's house. Didn't they? No? Okay, sorry.
They what?
They stayed at her ex's house in the movie.
Yes, 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 yes. I thought that was a drop. I'm sorry. You're right, Lando. They did. They did stay there. And here is a scene from Best in Show. You want to set this up, Deej?
No, I think you just did.
Okay.
Well, the first time we met was at this big dance. And I just thought she was the prettiest thing that I'd ever seen. And she was there with somebody else. She was very popular back then. She had dozens of boyfriends.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds.
I did not know that. Hundreds. Well, not that I didn't have a reputation myself.
You know what I was just remembering? That time with you and me at the lake? With the piñata? Remember?
Was that you?
No.
Are you sure that was you?
I think it was.
Well, it was a long time ago, and it was...
Seems like last week, I'll tell you that. You wouldn't know this, but she was famous for putting her legs behind her head. She could get both legs behind her head.
What? It's like an animal.
No, it's just talk.
Like an animal. Oh, excuse me.
I
forgot to compliment you on your luscious melon breasts tonight. How does that sound?
Oh, come on.
What the hell are you talking about now?
You
hear
what
you're saying. What you don't understand is, what do they say? One picture is worth 1,000 words. I only went through 125 or 130 words describing that. If I wanted to go on, I could go through 800 words more.
Well, I'll take a picture because, you know, the word...
I'll tell you what, next time I'll get a picture. How about that?
God. So awkward and so hilarious. And all that's improv. All that is, and you know, like, hey, she had dozens of boyfriends. Hundreds. And then they play off that. Hundreds, huh? Oh, God. And we have a clip from her from Home Alone.
Go ahead. On your way. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You have places to go, people to see. Got a ticket there. It's good. Excuse me. Look, I have been awake for almost 60 hours. I'm tired and I'm dirty. I have been from Chicago to Paris to Dallas to... Where the hell am I?
Scranton.
I am trying to get home to my 8-year-old son. And now that I'm this close, you're telling me it's hopeless.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. No, 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 no way. This is Christmas, the season of perpetual hope.
Ma'am,
and I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike. If it costs me everything I own, if I have to sell my soul to the devil himself, I am going to get home to my son.
She was pretty young, too, when that was going on. I think she was in her mid-30s or something like that. A lot of people remember from Schitt's Creek, because it won every single award there was to win, and she won an Emmy for portraying Moira, the mom.
Oh, I love that show.
Loved so it. You were a big P1 of it?
Yes.
My wife loved it. I need to go back and watch it. You watched it.
Yeah, I've seen it twice through.
Have you really?
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Yeah, did you not watch it?
No. So my daughter got into it, and we watched it a second time with her.
But just her accent, her ridiculous, over-the-top, wealthy woman's accent on the show was very funny.
I brought vodka as a house gift. I don't see it. So, Jocelyn, you were saying that you teach high school? Or you want to finish high school? I'm not sure. I couldn't hear over your husband's chewing.
Do you not know my middle name?
Of course I do. I blessed you with it.
Okay, so, then what name should I put down then?
Alexis, do as your mother says, please.
Do you know my middle name?
If I said Anna...
I can't believe this.
Alexis something Rose. We have so many disasters bombarding us right now, my dear. The middle name of an ungrateful child is hardly a priority. Sadly, and most of the time, we have no interest in what's going on with you.
We have no idea, which, because she means no idea.
Oh, I would never just abandon you two in a motel in the middle of nowhere.
Didn't you once take the wrong baby home from preschool?
Alexis looked Chinese as an infant. How many times must I defend myself?
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. You know, did you watch The Last of Us? Were you in on that at all? Okay,
yeah.
So she was great in the last thing. Well, second to last thing she did. She did The Last of Us, and then she did The Studio.
Watch that, too.
Oh, my God.
She was great.
She is so great in The Studio.
Studio's so good.
And she's kind of one of those actresses that kind of got better with time, almost, it seemed like. That she would, everything she touched at a later age was just perfect. I thought she was so good in The Last of Us, and the only thing I've ever seen her in where it wasn't a comedy, or at least comedy-based, you know, with the whole end of the world and stuff.
Right.
But she played it perfectly, and yes, in The Studio, there couldn't have been a better role model for her, or I'm sorry, for Seth Rogen than her character as the former head of The Studio. And, man, she is going to be missed.
And only 71.
Yes.
Like, we read that she came down with a brief illness, and she had respiratory problems, and she just was unable to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she passed away.
You know, y'all can also
sudden and shocking.
You can also judge their impact on the reaction. And every time a celebrity dies, there's big reaction. But hers, the outpouring and the warmth of the thoughts that were shared about her, it was just different. Every once in a while, there's a celebrity that hits people differently.
Yes.
And this is one of those.
Yeah. She was great. 71 years old, Catherine O'Hara. She gone. Lando?
She's in.
DJ?
Yep.
Ham?
Worthy.
Craig?
Voting for Donovan, yes.
Bob?
She's in.
Dave?
Yes.
A clean sweep. The very rare clean sweep for the great Catherine O'Hara.
What a treat for her as she joins Damon Wilson. And we can see where it goes from there.
Well, I mean, funny characters.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
He'll tell her all about how many cars and houses he owns.
Yeah.
That's right.
Stayed at her ex's house.
You can't take it with you, though.
Yes, they did stay at her ex's house, Lando. All right, let's come back here and get ready for the rant revival next. Craig, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
There goes Craig. Bye-bye.